Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems.
Welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you are a returning listener, thank you for coming back. I appreciate you. And if you are new, hey there, hey. So before we get into today's episode, because it's going to be an eye-opener, some things that I want you to take into consideration about where you're at and what kind of support you need, I want to introduce our sponsor. Today's sponsor is from yours truly, Javery Integrative Wellness Services, which is a therapy private practice that specializes in sexual wellness, sexual empowerment, and sexual health, and also is geared towards women and couples. So if you are having issues with communication about what goes on in the bedroom, if you're not having clear understanding about what intimacy is, affection, if you're not even sure what you want just in life that makes you feel good, hit us up. We are currently taking Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield and Aetna, and this is for if you live in the state of Georgia. So do not message us talking about, hey, I need some therapy and I live in Texas. We cannot do that. We are currently only seeing clients in the state of Georgia. So if you are interested or you know someone that's interested, hit us up at info@javerywellness.com. That's info@javerywellness.com. And I got you. I'm going to do a consult with you. Okay. So that is our sponsor today, because in this episode, I'm going to put on my therapy hat. Disclaimer, just because I'm putting on my therapy hat does not mean that I am your therapist and that what I am getting ready to say is to override you going to go actually visit a mental health professional, unless I'm your actual therapist. If I am, you've already heard this information before. So, taking off my coach hat and putting on my therapist hat, because what I recognize as a coach is you have to know where you are in life in order to determine what type of support that you need and the work that you're willing to put into moving forward. So the last episode, Uno Reversed, was a really good one to help you know what exactly you're looking for. But I also want you to think about some situations that you're in. Let's talk about awareness. Okay, so for me, awareness is very, very important in everyday life. Like we cannot go through blind, right? Not recognizing the things that we do in our lives that keep us from blossoming, that keep us from like really elevating to the next level, or just living a life that is more comfortable, that comes with more ease, with more excitement, just any of that. So you have to be aware about your personality. You have to be aware about your characteristics. And you can't come at me with this whole, I am who I am. That doesn't work for me. Okay, because I'm the therapist and I'm also the coach. So I am who I am just means that you're okay with where you are. So even if you have some detrimental things that you haven't worked on, when someone says, I am who I am, then that means that you're okay with it. And so the things that you don't receive in your life, the freedom, the people, the places, the things, the peace, the calm that you don't receive because you subscribe to the I am who I am and I don't want to change, I want you to be okay with that. Right? If you haven't gone on your healing journey, and I know y'all are probably thinking, Natasha, healing, this whole healing thing is really cliche. It is really cliche, but it's necessary and it's real. There is not one person out here There's not one woman out here that has not experienced some type of trauma. Like, and you know, there's big T's and there's little T's, right? So there are things that are super traumatic that just have really stunted you. And then there's little things that have happened that it's just like, oh, well, it happened. I don't assume that it's really affected me, but it does. There's no one out here that that's gone without it, right? Something has happened in everybody's life that was traumatic. Again, we go to that self-awareness. To be aware is to say, yes, I know that things have happened to me. Yes, I know that the way that I make decisions or the way that I move is because of the things that I've been through. A, I'm ready to talk about them, move through them, heal through them. B, I'm not interested. Like, I'm not ready to go there. I'm not ready to go there. And that's fine if you're not ready to go there. Just understand that there are some things in this life, in this world, that you're going to want that you're not going to be able to achieve right now. Right? That's pretty much like it. Like, you have to do work in order to move different. You have to do the work in order to receive. You have to do the work in order to let go. You have to do the work. And it's hard work. And one of the things that I've recognized, especially in my therapy clients, is they come to me because they're ready. They come to me because they're ready. And that's something I ask in the consultation, because I'm gonna spill the tea on myself. Something that I'm aware of and that I'm working on in myself, especially when I'm seeing Black women, is I so badly want to see us win, you know, and I want to see us making the best decisions. And before I really started heavy in on working on myself, it would take everything in me not to do the work for my clients. Like, I would, it's, even if it was pulling teeth, like, I would pull those teeth to get them to recognize what they deserve and what, you know, just like what direction they should be going in. And in a consultation one day, someone told me, Natasha, you're doing way too much work. You're doing way too much work. You're doing way too much work. If they really want what they say they want from you, it won't be like pulling teeth, because they have to make all the decisions. When they get off of a session from you, they decide what direction they go. You're just there to ask the questions and literally put the mirror up. That's all I do. And it has gotten easier. It's gotten easier over time, but it's still hard when I see the self-sabotage. Like, I cannot, it drags me. It drives me insane to see the self-sabotage. But that's why now when I ask questions, I need to know where you're at in your journey. Like, I need to know, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this now? And none of this is wrong. I want to put this out there. None of it is wrong. You know, wherever you are in your life's journey, it's not right, it's not wrong. I'm just saying, if you want something different, for my coaching business, it's for the woman that is self-aware, right? She's self-aware. She's already done the things, right? She recognized she's angry. Like, she was angry. She worked on her anger. She was sad. She worked on her sadness. She had this emptiness, this hole inside of her. She's found ways to fill that in a healthy way, right? She had no coping skills. Now she has coping skills. And it's fun for me to be able to see it on both sides and be able to recognize where someone is in their journey. Like, you can't lie to me and tell me that you're further along than you actually are, because eventually it will start to show. It'll start to show. Your anger shows. Your inability to cope when things are hard shows. Unable to ask for help, get support shows. Shutting down and just staying there, it shows. And so if you've ever just sitting one day and said, like, why are things not looking different? Why are things not looking different? Why are things not going the way that I'm hoping for them to go? What work, right? Because there's a block. And I still have blocks, y'all. Like, I still go to my therapist. I don't go as frequent as I used to, but I've been seeing my therapist for a very, very, very long time. Very long time. And now it's during those transitional periods. Like, I'm going through a transitional period right now. I'm on her list, right? Like, I'm on the books. Because there are just things that I know that I cannot get through by myself anymore. And I recognize when I need to do the deep dive, when there are some things that are coming up that I need to heal from, or I need to manage my emotions on. And then there are things that are like tactical. I need someone to teach me how to do this, or I need someone to show me the next best step. But it took self-awareness for me to be able to do that. And I never judge myself. I never judge myself when I fall back into the loop, because it's onions, right? It's onion peel. Every next level is just another layer of the onion. And I just really felt like I needed to do this episode to remind you that there's nothing wrong with being where you're at, but knowing what support you need in the moment is what's most important. And knowing whether you want to get that support or not. Knowing if you want to get that support or not. Like, if you know for a fact that you have issues with your mom, you know, let's say you have issues with your mom. And you know it. You know she triggers you. You know she triggers you to your absolute core, your soul. But you're not ready to go there. You're not ready to, like, dig in and get deep about what that means, and maybe having some really hard conversations with her if she's still around. You know, being honest about the relationship, being honest about the boundaries that need to be set. There's healing that needs to happen there. So it's going to be hard for you to get to the next level in your life, because there's still healing there that has to happen. It has to happen. And I've recognized, as someone who sometimes I just can't stand the process. And I know my clients, they get so agitated, especially like the therapy clients. They get so agitated with me because I'm like, this is part of the process. This is part of the process. I have one right now who told me, and it's funny because it's something that I've said to my therapist in like really sore spots, like really sore moments. She's like, I just want all this to be over. I don't want to feel this anymore. I don't want to feel this way. I don't want to deal with these things. I just want to be in the next step. And I have to tell her it's the process. In order to come out whole on the other side of the situation, you have to go through the whole process. As sucky as the process is, you have to go through it. And I want you to know that if you are going through it, you got Javery Wellness to help you out. The information is going to be in the show notes. but like, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not. It's life. And life really just sucks sometimes. And you know what else? Like, when you actually do become self-aware about all the things going on with you and how you are the one that has been stopping you and you're the one that's been in your way, there's a little bit of anger and grief that comes up, and sadness, right? There's sadness because it's like, man, you mean to tell me that I've been stuck in this spot for X amount of years and all I had to do was this? All I had to do was say yes, or all I had to do was make the decision that I was going to deal with it, or all I had to do was seek help. You know, I've watched that in my clients as well. Like, it's me. You know, they've gotten to a place where they're like, it's me. I know it's me. And it's been me this whole time. And I have stopped myself from so many opportunities, from just so many great places in life because of that self-sabotage. But when you know better, you do better, right? You know better, you do better. But also, here's another thing, just to add insult to injury, right? When you become aware of the things that it's time for you to work on because you're uncomfortable and you need to elevate, you can't necessarily be complaining anymore. And I think that's one of the scariest parts for me, and what I've noticed with my clients, one of the scariest parts of admitting that some things need to shift and some things need to change and you need to do away with some things or add some things, is like, now that I know, I have to take action. If I don't take action, then I cannot complain about what things are or aren't doing that don't work for my life anymore. Because now there's responsibility. It's your responsibility to shift or take the next best step, right? Even if you don't know all the steps in the process, once you become aware, you know what the next best step is. You have to take it or you got to stop complaining. So just evaluate where you are. Know that there is support out there, but also know that if you're not ready, you're not ready. Because it's hard out here. It's hard out here. It's just growing, and the glow up is definitely hard. But it's hard in the best kind of way. And it never ends. And all those things are okay. And I want you to know that you are okay. And you are loved. And you are amazing. And you are enough, even if you're not ready. You're still amazing and you're still enough. So that's my rant for today. And we've got a few more episodes left in this season. Oh my gosh. I will have officially, by the end of the month, recorded 2 seasons of this podcast. And I am super proud of myself because I told you in the beginning of the season, your girl is bad with follow through, right? Shiny object syndrome. But anywho, thank you for continuing to rock with me. If anything in this particular episode resonated with you, definitely head over to the show notes, leave a review, definitely rate. And if you want to chat with me, there's an application that I've dropped in the show notes. Just let me know what are you getting from this episode? Like, what really was like, oh, dang, really? And let's kind of chat about it and see if it's possible that I could support you in some type of way, honey bun. So I will talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.